This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. The Johnson County Community Foundation this week announced it is transferring control of its Employer Resource Network program to the Aspire Economic Development and Chamber Alliance. The program, established in 2020, allows companies to access a success coach who can assist employees with a variety of needs such as housing issues, food banks, or financial literacy resources. Stephanie Martin, Vice President of Development at the Johnson County Community Foundation.
We launched, we were successful. Aspire's been with us the entire time. And it was like, okay, now's the time. We're going to pass it over to Aspire.
The program was created with a grant from Indianapolis-based Lilly Endowment Incorporated. Participating companies can purchase a share into the program, giving them 4 hours a week with the success coach. A Connecticut-based manufacturer and distributor of pavement repair and sealer products is opening a manufacturing facility in Michigan City after outgrowing its location in Wisconsin. Dalton Enterprises is setting up shop on Lumber Center Road, and President John Dalton said its team of fabricators is working with local plumbers, electricians, and contractors to build the equipment needed to be fully operational later this year. A Dalton spokesperson said the company chose Michigan City because it wanted a business-friendly location that is close to their customers and suppliers. An industry leader at one of Indiana's largest health systems urged fellow hospital stakeholders to donate to gubernatorial candidate Brad Chambers over competitors, saying he is, quote, deeply concerned about the next 4 years if one of the other candidates is our next Republican candidate for governor. The email also included directions on how to wire money to a policy nonprofit that doesn't disclose donors and has no contribution limits. Dennis Murphy, the CEO and president of IU Health, emailed 24 of his peers Sunday detailing a shared concern about actions from General Assembly leadership concerning hospitals, perceived mischaracterizations, and a fear that the, quote, upcoming gubernatorial election has the potential to make these set of issues even worse. Specifically, Murphy points to U.S. Senator Mike Braun and Fort Wayne businessman Eric Doden's proposals as potentially harmful to the industry. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
The South Bend Regional Chamber of Commerce is among more than 24 organizations sharing $5 million in funding from the Indiana Commission for Higher Education to bolster efforts to connect students and schools with employers and post-secondary education institutions. The chamber received a $210,000 intermediary capacity building grant, and Kate Lee, Executive Director of Education and Workforce, says they want to further their work to support students as they head towards graduation and beyond.
But helping those who are working in the schools with our students to be able to really talk to them about career opportunities, navigate, which has become an increasingly complex educational system, the career pathways that students are or the graduation pathways as they keep evolving.
This summer, the Chamber plans to reintroduce its Educator Externship Program, which was launched in 2019, but later paused due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The summer program sees educators embedded with employers over a four-day period to get a better understanding of what businesses need from their workforce, but also give the businesses an understanding of what students are talking about as well. Senate Democrats maintained fierce opposition on Tuesday to legislation loosening Indiana's child labor laws, while their Republican colleagues took the opportunity to shore up their conservative credentials. Senator Brian Buchanan of Lebanon dubbed House Bill 1093, which he sponsored, a teenage workforce bill, aligning Indiana's more stringent laws with federal requirements. It would relax a variety of limits on the hours children aged 14 through 16 can work, including for gigs, quote, dangerous to life or limb. It would also exempt 16 and 17-year-olds working in agriculture from a ban on minors working in hazardous jobs. The Senate also approved proposals dealing with education, pensions, land purchases, public access laws, and birth control, just in time for a Tuesday deadline. Senators altered all of those bills, so they head back to the House for consent to the changes. Elkhart-based Patrick Industries Incorporated on Tuesday announced that Andy Roeder has been appointed Executive Vice President of Finance, Chief Financial Officer, and Treasurer. Roeder has served as CFO of Minneapolis-based Polaris Boats since 2018, and also served in the same role for Bennington Marine in Elkhart for 2 years before that. He has also served in several other finance leadership positions during his career. Patrick produces components for the RV, marine, power sports, and housing industries, and employs 10,000 people across the country. Huntington University has received a gift from the estate of a longtime Huntington business owner to establish an investment fund in which business students can obtain real-world financial management experience. The gift from the estate of J.T. Brennan will establish the Forrester Acorn Fund, named after the mascot of the Liberal Arts Christian University. The value of the gift was undisclosed. TPMA founder Tom Miller is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.